So are you a librarian or
no,
what?
No.
You just have this love for the library.
I have a love for books, but yes. I love the library.
Yes.
I stopped going to the library, I think, after college, because during college I went there just for reference books and to do essays.
Right.
That was no fun. And then by the end of college, bookstores had started to pop up all over, and they had shiny new books, and then the library still smelled like old books. Some of the new libraries, or some of the new bookstores even had the smell of coffee.
Oh, yes.
And so, which the libraries didn't have and still don't to this day. So at that time, I was kind of weaned off going to the libraries.
Right, right.
But the love of books that the library
started
in me has remained with me all my life.
So we were talking on the phone and you said, so you grew up by Boys and Girls House.
Yeah.
You've actually never been into this building yet.
No.
Oh, wow.
It was my first time here.
So it was your first impression.
It's nice. Well, yeah. It looked like a library.
Yeah.
Nothing special. But sometimes my wife and I will drop into the Bathurst Heights Library.
Oh, right.
And
so you live quite a bit.
Now I do.
Oh, okay.
But before I used to live just around the west
okay.
of here. So I could go
yeah.
every day. And this library looks pretty well
yeah.
the same.
What made Boys and Girls House special for you?
Well, I think it was the librarians would read to us.
Oh, they had like a story time?
Yeah,
they had
a story time, and we'd all sit cross-legged on the floor, and they'd start reading a book, at least for the classes from school.
Right, yes.
Okay, so they read from us, and then they would continue next time we came.
Right.
Must have kept you, like, in suspense sometimes.
Yeah, it was, yeah. The thing that annoyed me was, it was time for the next installment, they would sort of backtrack for about a page or so.
Oh, yes.
And I just keep us up to speed. And I found that annoying because I remembered what the fact of getting out of the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
It was always nice going on like little field trips when
you
were a kid.
Yeah. So that contributed to the magic of the whole place. Teachers reading and all these stories like Aladdin. I had never heard of these things until. I came to the library, and they didn't mention them at school.
Right, right.
Never, not since then, never.
So to open this whole world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how you said, it's a very magical place.
Yeah, and so going, like, the Boys and Girls House was the first magical place for me.
That's such a nice thing to hear.
Yeah, no, it's true. That's why I'm here, to convey the sense of magic.